Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 15th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Alphabet's Wing subsidiary unveiled new prototype aircraft designed to handle various payloads. These use the same underlying components as its current aircraft, but are designed to provide a right-size match of vehicle size for deliveries. The largest prototype can carry up to 7 pounds, while the smallest one, designed for medical deliveries, can carry up to 0.6 pounds. Wing's current drone has a 2.5-pound payload capacity. No word on when these new drones could go into service. The Wall Street Journal sources say Amazon began significantly reducing the number of items it sells under its own private labels and discuss exiting its private label business entirely. This reduction comes in part from disappointing sales, but also to avoid further regulatory scrutiny. As of 2020, Amazon had 243,000 products across 45 different private brands. Twitter began testing custom developer-built timelines using a combination of filters like topics, handles, and search terms around specific interests. Initial testing will be a feed around the show The Bachelorette with a small group of people in the US and Canada. These custom feeds appear pinned next to the main home feed. In other Twitter feed news, The Verge's Sean Hollister notes that Twitter's co-tweet feature opens the possibility for users to create unlisted tweets. These occur when a user creates a co-tweet if the other party has not accepted the co-tweet request. Accepting a co-tweet makes it go public, declining it deletes it, but not responding means the URL remains available, but not viewable in timeline or search. It can be viewable if you go directly to the URL. Replying to these tweets does make it public. The crypto lender Celsius Network filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. In the bankruptcy filing, it revealed it had between $1 billion and $10 billion in assets and liabilities and more than 100,000 creditors. The company froze customer withdrawals last month and said in filings it is not requesting authority to allow customer withdrawals at this time, saying these will be addressed in the Chapter 11 process. The NFT marketplace OpenSea laid off roughly 20% of its staff, revealing that 230 employees remained with the company. According to figures from The Block, OpenSea monthly volume fell from a peak of just under $5 billion in January 2022 to $696 million in June. The People's Bank of China told the press Wednesday that China's digital yuan was used in transactions worth 83 billion yuan, approximately 12.3 billion US dollars. 264 million transactions had been conducted by May 31st. More than 4.5 million businesses accept digital yuan. The Central Bank Digital Currency, or CBDC, will expand its pilot test beyond the 23 cities and 15 regions it's in now. Instagram announced creators can now publish feed posts only visible to subscribers, a feature already available in Stories. Creator profiles will also feature a subscriber home tab for exclusive content. Instagram also added the ability for creators to create group DMs with up to 30 subscribers at once. Subscriptions are available to tens of thousands of creators in the US. Facebook began testing a way to let users create up to 5 profiles linked to a single account. These profiles could be dedicated to hobbies, friend groups, or business. These profiles cannot misrepresent a user's identity. Windows Central sources say Microsoft's current internal plans indicate it will change from a once-a-year feature update cadence to updating features in moments that can happen up to 4 times a year. Major Windows releases would come once every 3 years. Microsoft announced in November that it would move to annual feature updates with longer support terms. San Diego-based Aptera Motors announced the purchase of a 200,000-square-foot factory in Carlsbad, California, for the production of its 3-wheeled solar car. It hopes to produce 10,000 cars by the end of 2022 and currently has 25,000 order deposits from customers. Aptera estimates its vehicle can travel up to 11,000 miles a year on solar power alone in sunny climes and includes a 100 kilowatt-hour battery pack to run as a traditional EV. Pricing starts at $25,900 for a base model with 250 miles of range, up to $50,700 for a 1,000-mile range vehicle. Nikkei Asia sources say Intel informed customers it will raise prices on most of its chip products later this year, citing rising costs. Increases will vary based on specific chips, from single-digit increases up to 20% in some cases. The analysts at Sensor Tower report that in Q2, U.S. spending on non-game mobile apps surpassed mobile game spending for the first time in Apple's App Store. Non-game app spend reached $3.4 billion in the quarter, compared to $3.3 billion on games. On Google Play, consumers spent $2.3 billion on games, compared to about $1 billion on non-game apps. Adobe's Digital Economy Index found that sales from Amazon's two-day Prime Day promotion grew 8.5% in the year to almost $12 billion, with customers buying over 300 million items. For comparison, Alibaba saw Singles Day sales revenue grow 8.5% on the year to 540.3 billion yuan, or about $84.5 billion US, over the first 11 days in November 2021. Meta released details on an AI image generation engine called Make a Scene. This generates user-created sketches from text-based prompts, letting users dictate the content and composition of its output. Meta shared the engine with several artists working with AI engines to provide feedback. It's not clear if Meta will release this engine to the public. And finally, Google announced that Chrome OS Flex moved from early access to general availability. Chrome OS Flex allows users to install Chrome OS on old hardware. At launch, it's certified on over 400 devices from OEMs like Apple, Dell, and HP. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.